The new McCrispy. It's the next big thing. Try today at Macca's. Available after 10:30 a.m. Jess and Ducko. This is the Jess and Ducko podcast.
Yeah, welcome to a great, fantastical Tuesday show.
Couldn't agree more. Fantastical is the best way to put it. Shy guy, will you put the last break of the show in the podcast?
Well, ordinarily I wouldn't because we're just hooking the next day's show.
Yeah.
No, but since we talked about putting piss in a cup, I think I will.
Absolutely, you will.
We talked about the best way to get around a shoey, which I love that idea.
Yeah.
But then talked about, you know, in a lineup of wee-wee, could you pick your own?
Yeah. And I was just looking, I went to the talk then, I looked at mine.
How's yours looking?
Very hydrated.
Very white. Clear.
Very clear.
Love that. Babs?
That's what you sit on this.
What colour's your piss? Good morning to Babs's grandpa.
Yeah, good morning.
Brian?
Yeah, I'm also quite hydrated.
Good on you.
I think we're pretty hot, and you wouldn't be that hydrated, Luke.
No.
You don't drink much water.
He fills up this big boy every morning. I never see him drink it.
I get through at least two waters.
Mine would be like orange juice.
Ew.
No, it wouldn't be that bad. It wouldn't be that bad.
It's like the day after when
it wouldn't be as good as yours.
When you're hungover and you wee and it stings a bit, but it's also like bright yellow and you're like,
yeah. I was taking multivitamins and I know you mentioned the vitamin thing. And when it comes out green, you go, these vitamins cannot be doing anything.
This can't be working.
It's not good.
This can't be good.
Why is this look like neon, like toxic?
Yeah. It's like the beetroot for the urine, you know what I mean?
Yes.
It changes it completely.
Can you confirm or deny that asparagus makes your wee-wee smell funny?
Well, everyone says it does, but...
Yeah, I've never really noticed.
I had asparagus the other night, but I didn't notice.
No, yeah, me neither.
I've never noticed.
It's a bad rap, asparagus.
And doesn't pineapple do something as well?
Tingle? Oh, no.
Oh, that's the...
Taste.
Yes, taste.
Yeah, for boys.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, can you confirm?
I can't.
Yeah, see, I don't...
I can't.
Haven't really had the pleasure.
I've got a friend addicted to pineapple cruises. I wonder if that is the same. Or does it have to be fresh pineapple?
Well, I feel like the pineapple and pineapple cruises isn't fresh.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, it might not be that extract they use.
Totally.
There is an acid in asparagus that produces sulfurous byproducts that give
stinky
your pee a rotten.
And what about pineapple
smell
changing the flavour?
Of the semen. Looked up
of the semen demons.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
It does. I love this.
Semen demons.
Yeah.
Pineapple change.
We do a food phoner on a Friday.
This could be great. Can that be? What food changes the taste of you?
Full stop? Question mark. Oh, Shy Guy's going to answer.
It says, while many people might recommend gulping down a few glasses of pineapple juice before
I wouldn't have said
oral, it doesn't do anything.
Oh, okay.
It's just a myth.
It's a myth. Well, I'm glad. Look at this.
Morgan,
at us
you hear
busting
that? I've been lying. I'm sorry.
I can see what sound effect you're trying to play here.
In the face!
Shocking. Shocking. We should do a myth.
Am I simple?
What? Are you dumb?
I'm a one-trick pony over here.
If it gives you a giggle.
What phone are you proposing we do on Friday?
I meant the pineapple one, but you've already debunked it, so there's no point.
What do you
now
want callers to say?
Yes or no?
As, like, from first-hand experience?
Have you, yeah.
Did you make
that's
your partner?
That's an early phone. That's a good early one.
It's not an 810.
What food changes the look of your, whatever
look
it is? The look. I'm talking stool, I'm talking urine, I'm talking anything.
How does food affect you?
How does food affect you?
Makes
be good
it purple?
Yeah.
Beetroot definitely does. Because you don't want to do with this team, the blue poop test.
That's right.
So what is that again?
Well, you eat a blue. It's actually...
it's legit, isn't it?
Yeah, gastroenterologists use this for a test to test how healthy your bowels are,
yes,
depending on how quickly you pass the blue. Like, so it's like cupcake or a muffin. Doesn't matter really what it is. I don't know why I got so held up on that. And it's got blue dye in it. And
Hang on. Yeah. Is it a cupcake or a muffin? Because
it's the muffin test.
It's glucky, because if you had said cupcake.
Yeah, that wouldn't work. The icing would have fucked it up. So we all have a muffin. We all eat at the same time. And you have to look at your stool every time you do it until it comes out blue.
Is it dye or is it blueberry?
I think it's just dye.
It's just dye.
So it'll come out blue. And when you do, you clock when you ate it and you clock when it comes out, and it can tell you so much about your guts.
Do you know what you're aiming for?
Not too fast.
What is the ideal?
I think it's like, I think I did hear in this podcast.
A day?
I think it's like 24 hours, within 24, because there's also too quick.
I was going to say, I'd probably be in the too quick basket, especially with these pills I'm taking.
I think I don't need a glow.
Yeah, you would be fast. You'd be half an hour.
Half is that an a hour? Mate, he's not wrong.
So crumbs in your mouth.
He's so not wrong. I wouldn't have finished the cupcake until then.
We're already to be out.
And I got no issue eating in the bathroom, so we could really just do it all.
Oh, that's a whole
other
You
could sit in there and eat it and then
we did
do
that
it.
Phone, actually. We,
Look how they come out. Like, so when, I need someone who can make cupcakes do this.
On the team, who's a baker? Babs, you give baker vibes.
I feel like Babs
Me,
is a baker.
No, I can't cook.
You can't cook at
well,
all?
Well, I'm getting better at cooking.
But not baking?
No.
Ducko, it might be you.
I suck at baking.
I'm no good.
They'll come deflated.
Oh, no.
I'm trying to see the times
would
here.
You, can we change, instead of blue cupcake, would you take a blue tagliatelle? I can bring that in for
what
us.
What the hell is that? I don't know what that is.
It's a thick spaghetti.
No, I think it needs to be the cupcake for
Why?
Some reason.
Doesn't it just need to be blue?
I'll give it a crack.
It needs to
if
be.
If you need someone.
Yeah.
Mm. Can you just drink Powerade? No, Powerade won't do it.
I want
the blue flavour.
I can't see anything about time. We'll look it up.
Okay.
But anyway, you definitely can be too
aiming.
Quick.
But you know what? Actually, don't find out because that way we're no one will be manipulating because we don't actually know what we're aiming for.
True.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, true.
Otherwise, it might get in our heads and we'll
and
start
you're holding your
poo. Or you're squeezing or, you know, which is no good. That's how you get.
You don't want to do that.
That's how you burst a capillary.
You really don't want that. And you don't want hemorrhoids as well.
No.
Ugh.
Anyway, Miguel's about to call.
Yeah, we best go.
Hey, let's talk to Miguel. He's a chef.
Miguel, blue poo test.
What color's your poo?
Well, hey, he'd know the question to the how does food affect you?
Vary from less than 12 hours to many days with an average time of around 29 hours.
That's what you want.
The tests have revealed shorter transit times were genuinely associated with better health, less abdominal fat, and healthier responses to food. It's affected. Yeah, okay. So, but I think like there is a fine line of less, you know what I mean?
Yeah. 20 minutes is probably problematic.
Yeah, I think so.
But I'm really excited to bring this up with Miguel.
Which we will.
Because when I think ready, steady, cook, and I think red tomato, green capsicum, I also think, what about a blue muffin?
Jess and Ducko. Let's get down to business.
Yeah, there's been a mystery surrounding this team.
Producer Babs is in the studio. Good morning to you, Babs.
Good morning.
Now, Babs drives one of the great cars that I haven't seen since the early 2000s.
Yep.
It's a beautiful red little Beetle.
That's right.
Beautiful.
A Volkswagen bug.
But the old school bugs, too. Like, I'm talking, this bug is circa...
It's Britney, bitch.
Oh, I can see,
that's,
Babs.
Yeah, that's
Have
her rolling in.
Have you had this car since you were, like, freshly minted? Like
16.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's got personalized plates, which we will not say what they are or what color they are. However... Not too many people have this kind of car with personalised plates.
I've not seen any car like this, let alone Billy's car.
When I saw it parked Badge's in the, because she gets a car park, works with the show with us. When I saw it parked in, I was like, oh my God, I haven't seen one of those in years.
Totally.
Now, Billy, we live in the same suburb. Obviously, we'll not reveal what that is. However, you were telling me what street you live on. I was walking the dog near there. This is a couple of weeks ago. And I saw the red Beetle with the plates that look the exact same, and I was like, oh my God, it's Billy's car.
Yeah, what's she doing around here? She must live around here.
She lives around here. So I laughed, told the team, then I came in and told you, and I said, yeah, you live right near this specific oval. And you said, no, I don't.
I said, no, I don't.
It was one of the great conversations between the two of you, just watching Ducko with such surety going, but it was your car right near there, and you're going,
no,
I wasn't.
You're like, I don't live near an oval. And I was like, Billy, you seem smart. And there is an oval, like, there is an oval 30 metres away.
That big patch of grass?
And you're like, what oval? And then I gave you the name and you said, oh, yeah, I know that oval.
Yeah,
it's called gaslighting and I started to believe it.
Okay, it's not gaslighting if I thought I saw your friggin' car, okay?
It was just a very, like, who else could have this car?
Yeah.
This got to be Billy's car, but you were so, like, I don't remember being parked there. Maybe did a housemate drive my car down the road?
I was so confused. And then I was like, okay, I live near an oval. Yep, cool.
Maybe I've just never noticed.
I just couldn't believe it. I was like, the oval's right across from her house. Has she not seen it?
And she's a sporty gal.
And it's
like,
a nice
if it was
oval.
Me, I would be forgiven for not knowing an oval was
yeah,
next
so
door
true.
To my house.
Yeah, yeah.
But Babs is a sporty gal.
Yeah.
Like, you would think you would know.
And also, it's a nice oval. Like, it's a nice oval. You know, when you live next to a good oval, you got to make use of it.
Well, that's why I was confused, because I was like, the oval's, like, significantly far away. But okay, like, I live near an oval.
Good on you for just going with it and shutting me up.
Absolutely.
Because then Jess.
What's our team motto?
Yes, and.
Yes, and.
And then a couple of days later, Jess looks over and goes, is that Billy's car?
It's Britney, bitch.
Sends a photo to the team.
That's right. Now, I confirmed the rego because I was very close to the car.
Yeah.
So I went, that's definitely the car.
And Billy replies back and goes, yas, that's me.
Yas.
That's
yas
how
queen.
I speak.
With that emoji, with that woman's
promo. Yeah. That's my Beetle. And so then I was like, see, Jess, it's there. Then you said it's not near the Oval.
And then we sort of discussed, that's a very long street you're on. And the Oval is down one end, the car down the other. So then it called into question Ducko's use of the word near. Maybe your near is different to our near. But then we're going, was it?
I can't be going crazy. So I went to said Oval yesterday, stood on the Oval.
You went with a magnifying glass.
And I filmed, Billy's car when I thought, I zoomed in on Billy's car from the Oval. I said, hey team, just want to let you know, this is the Oval and there's her car.
Yeah,
this is how close we are. Thinking like, ah, I got her.
I got her. I've papped her.
And then
we're thinking, is Babs having an affair? Does she have a second job?
What's going
Where
on?
Where have we found the
What's
Beetle?
She doing? Yeah. And then you replied back saying, not your car.
That's not me.
And it had the same coloured plates.
Yep.
It was the same coloured car. It was the same type of car. You don't see red Beetles with the same plates often.
No.
And it wasn't you.
And you got really offended and it was really funny.
No, I was just like, I thought you were having me on.
No.
And then I found out it wasn't you.
Nope, not at all.
But it was right near the Oval.
It's
there
right
is
near.
A
so
red
right. But here's the other thing. It's on the same street as yours.
It is, but it's like all the way on the other end.
Who else has the same car as that?
The serendipity is unbelievable. Now I feel like we need to find out who owns the other. I feel
I
like
know.
We're connected
the Red
with
Beetle.
Them.
Yes.
Kismetly.
Because I had not seen one of these cars since you driving it. And now there's two of you out there.
Weird.
Weird. On the same street.
On the same street.
Near said Oval. That was the cause of all this controversy.
Yeah, so who's right then?
Well, I mean, I did see a car next to the Oval.
There was definitely a red bug near an Oval. Was it Babs's? No.
I must admit, I was relieved when it wasn't yours because I was like, thank God, because if she was living that close to the Oval and she couldn't see it, my goodness.
I'm not dumb.
This is Jess and Ducko. Right now, it's Jess and Ducko.
I went to the doctor the other day.
Did you?
Because...
Everything all good?
Yeah. You know how I have a four-month-old daughter?
I do know that.
Trying to breastfeed.
Yes.
And I'm having a little bit of trouble. And even
Latching. She was struggling to latch, wasn't she?
So early days. God, you got a good memory. It was really painful.
I always remember when you tell me about
Why
your child
latching.
Why was
it painful? Do you remember?
Because she...
Of my...
Areolas.
Inverted nipples.
Ah.
Exactly.
I took a stab.
So my areola, it's all in amongst it. Yeah, so it... killed when she was trying to because if
you mean
can
your nipples kind of going inwards
correct so you can imagine so that when they're just like this they're just flat whatever
right
but to breastfeed obviously you need the spout
you need
the teat
of course
for the child
and your teat's like inwards
kind of yeah so she was having to
really suck
work
she needed a straw
she basically needed you know what I basically needed to start doing getting a plunger and like
getting
popping
it out.
Popping
the nipple out quick we got 5 minutes
it was a whole thing and there are devices for everything when it comes to breastfeeding and I had been gifted one of those for a baby shower and I was like what is this thing? And in the hospital, the lactation consultant went, oh, you've got one of those, the Harker. That'll help pop it out.
Oh.
Less painful if you do it before she latches. So then it's out and she can just jump on.
As opposed to
her having to work so hard.
As the nipple could be so
complicated.
Know. Yeah.
Neither did I.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that was my problem back in the day.
Right.
And because she's worked so well and you know, efficiently.
She's on.
Now they stay out and it's wonderful and she can jump on easily.
Oh, so they don't go inverted anymore?
No.
They're not shy anymore.
Good They're out and proud, baby.
Oh, good on them.
Out and proud.
Yeah.
The issue I'm having now is supply. I kind of dwindle over the day. You know, everyone's journey is different.
Yeah.
But I would really like to keep breastfeeding and it is a very individual choice, but I would like to keep doing it. So when we went to the doctor the other day and we were having a checkup for Lucia, I did ask the doc, hey, what are my options here? Got no issue moving just to formula, but I would like to keep trying. Would you recommend anything?
Are you running out like sooner than the average human or is this natural?
You know what? I can't tell you what the average human
right.
does, the average woman does, because it is so different.
Okay.
Even the way we introduced a bottle early has affected my supply because every bottle we gave her told my body, oh, we're not feeding, are we? We'll start decreasing how much
sensitive,
we make.
Sensitive, isn't it?
So sensitive. Mm. And you don't know what you don't know, right? So I didn't know what to ask or what to read. And
no.
Felt like I'd absorbed so much.
You're just
so
there with inverted nipples, milking too much.
I'm dealing with my nips. Yeah. I don't know about supply.
Absolutely.
And now 4 months on, I'm asking these questions to the doc. And she goes, there's actually a medication you can take. It's very, very safe long term. And it will basically, within a couple of days of you taking it, increase your supply.
Right.
And I went, give me the prescription, babes. I want it.
It's like protein.
Kind of, in a way, for the boobies.
Yeah.
She did say, though, it's safe to take long term because it actually wasn't made originally for breast milk production.
Brilliant.
what it's for, yes. and where I started thinking, hey, my good friend Ducko.
Yeah, why am I coming into this? Right now we've gone nipples, we've gone breastfeeding, we've got milk supply.
Because I did say to you, put it on the board, Shy
yeah.
Guy.
Yeah.
I've got a medication recommendation for my good friend Ducko.
Yeah.
She went, it wasn't initially made as a breast milk production medication. And why it's safe long term is because it was actually invented for IBS. But what they realised with any medication, one of the side effects was lactation. So they were prescribing it to IBS patients and had to say, now I'm just going to warn you.
No matter what your gender is?
You might, yes. You might start lactating. So men, women, non-breastfeeding women,
yeah.
you'll just start leaking. Having some lactation effects.
So you're saying if I take this magic potion, I'll start leaking?
It'll fix your, you'll start leaking well out of your bum, which is what you need.
Yes.
But you also might start leaking out of your nips, which is what you don't need.
But also fun.
Which is funny because...
that would be fun. How long would I have to take it before I could feel it?
Well, that's a great question. For me, I've been taking it for about a week and I'm starting to see the effects of the increased supply. So I'll maybe a week. I'm guessing everyone's different. Clearly.
I want to do it.
Are you thinking about this?
Yeah. I mean.
You have to go talk to your doctor.
Can I just take yours? No. Can I have a bit of yours?
I feel like that's not allowed.
Right. Because then we could see how long it takes me before I start leaking.
Because.
And then we'll try and get Lucia to latch onto me. And my nipples are probably better than yours. They won't even
you
be inverted.
You have offered. And you don't have pain. You have no sensitivity.
Nipples. You have the latching pain. This is perfect.
This is unbelievable. You have offered to babysit. Imagine I come home from going to the movies for the first time in a year with my husband Angus, and I walk in and you're going, she was unsettled. Just latched onto you.
I just popped her on the boob. She's just sitting there on me. I'm just bouncing around. Morning, how's the film? What'd you see? You know?
I read this horrifying story online the other day about a woman who left the baby with the mother-in-law, and the mother-in-law keeps trying to get the baby to latch because she thinks it's a nice bonding thing. And the woman's like, how do I ban my mother-in-law from seeing my kid because she's trying to get her boobs out all the time?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is ultimate.
This is Ducko. You've got the milk to provide for the child. This is weird.
No.
Anyway.
It's natural,
so
man.
So when she said it was actually made as an IBS pill, my husband went, I'm going to stop you there. She doesn't need any help in that department. So is there anything else we can try?
She's flowing.
This is Jess and Ducko.
I saw this on the weekend when the NRL kicked off in Las Vegas. The new Kia ad for the new car that's set to be a ute to rival the Hilux.
Okay.
Now, normally I wouldn't come on the radio and talk to you about a Kia ad, but...
I was going
to
say, I'm the car guy on this show. Thanks very much.
So true. You are the car person.
Brum, brum, says Jess. Do you know what, Ducko? I'm out of water in my wipers.
Washing fluid, wiper fluid.
Where does that go? How do you put that in?
Mate, you get given cars, so just take it back and
I'm
they'll just do it for you.
And I'll just give you,
you're getting a new one tomorrow anyway, so it doesn't matter.
My windshield is so dirty, I don't know what to do. I'm praying for rain. Anyway, so talk to me about cars because, you know, you're trying to step on my toes.
The Kia ad for the new car, it doesn't have one car in the ad, okay? It's all set in a pub, looks like a country rural pub, and it has so many Aussie current and former sporting legends.
Okay, so they're capitalising. We're not going to talk about cars, but we're going to get all these big names to inadvertently.
Huge names in there, past and present. Okay. I reckon there's like 15, maybe 20 Aussie icons in there. Here's a bit of the ad to start with. See if you can recognize any voices. Because I also did watch it with my wife next to me. And I was like, oh my God, it's bang, bang, bang. She's like, I don't know.
Who's that?
Who's these people? So here's a bit of the ad.
What's it called?
She'll call it the Kia Tugger.
I don't remember you kicking 1,000. The Kia Buddy.
If you want a name that really qualifies, surely the Kia Aloisi.
Keep your shirt on, John. The Kia Macca might be a bit more contemporary.
Nah. The Volk's got a nice ring to it.
It keeps going. Okay. I'll play the end of the ad. Like, it goes for a while. We just cut it up. I'll play the end of the ad just so you can hear one of the great parts at the end.
Last drinks!
Is that where that got to?
Kia Watson.
Oh, yeah, the big deal.
Tugger.
Volk.
Sattler.
Allcott.
Hockey. Aloisi. Scott.
Marty. Oliver.
Tugger.
Moody.
Weird crowd tonight.
Bit of skull.
What's
in
that
there?
Giggle at the end?
That's skull.
Who's skull?
You know, skull.
Who's skull?
Who? Kerry O'Keefe, former Aussie bowler. He's on Fox Creek.
10 pin.
Okay, I'm gonna go through the names, and you tell me when you know
All
one.
All right, go. Okay. I heard Barty.
Yeah, she was in there. Yep.
Sure.
Steve Waugh.
Cricket.
Yes. Buddy Franklin.
Oh, yeah. The guy who kicked 1,000 goals.
AFL, yes. John Aloisi.
Also AFL.
Football.
Sure.
Soccer.
Soccer.
Mackenzie Arnold.
Oh, the Minister of Defence. Yes. We bow down.
Alex Volkanovski. The Volk. UFC fighter. Aussie.
Yeah.
Wendell Saylor.
Oh, Wendell. I know Wendell.
The Big Dell was in there.
He's SCA alumni, I think. He is.
He's on Triple M. Ash Barty.
Ash Barty, of
yes.
course.
Dylan Alcott was in
of
there.
Of course.
Darren Lockyer.
AFL?
No. Rugby League.
Oh, is he Queenslander?
But yes, he is. Alfie Langer, also.
Queenslander?
Yes, he is.
Sure.
Jessica Watson.
She's the sailing girl.
Yes.
The young one who broke the record?
Yes.
Yes.
Adam Reynolds and Pat Carrigan.
This is unbelievable, this lineup. Carrigan, is he the dirty dog?
He's a Broncos player.
Is he the
dirty
one?
Dog.
Yeah.
Great bloke. Scotty Sattler.
Sats.
Made that tackle in Origin that you love
yeah.
so much. Yeah.
Big boy.
David Boone. Booney.
Of course.
Drunk like 50 beers on a flight once.
Yeah. He's the badminton player. What does he play?
Cricket.
Cricket, of course.
Okalupo, Mark Ockie.
Of course, Oka, he does lawn bowls.
Surfing.
Surfing,
and then
course.
And then Skull, Kerry O'Keefe.
Who you said was 10-pin bowling.
And Damien Oliver, you'd be forgiven not to get Damien Oliver.
Damien Oliver. Hang on.
Yes.
Jockey?
Yes.
How the hell did I get that?
Melbourne Cup winner. Anyway.
Oh, of course.
The point is.
Oh, the Kia Maccabi. So what are they calling this car?
It hasn't come out yet. Oh, okay. It's a Hilux rival. It's due next year. I mean, talk about an ad.
That's unbelievable. Do we have how much they spent on this ad?
We've been trying to find it. The producers and I have been trying to find it.
That's Kia's marketing budget for the next 10 years, surely.
Can't find how much they spend, but that is a lot of money. Either that or they're all car ambassadors. They're all just getting free cars.
Actually,
they're probably all Kia ambassadors.
Totally. Give them all a Kia.
Yeah.
Or pay them just give them a car.
Give them a car. That'll do it.
And teach them where to put the wiper fluid. Jess and Ducko.
Jess and Ducko's overrated or underrated.
Pretty simple. Producer Shy Guy gives us a topic and we just say whether we think it is overrated or underrated and we open up to the phones to the good people.
That's right. And if you get on the air, you are on the standby list to see JT in NYC. That stands for Justin Timberlake in New York City.
Oh, yeah.
You heard it correctly. All you need to do is get your voice on the air. We draw that
prize. MSG. And that is not the stuff in Chinese food.
No.
That's Madison Square Garden.
Matt's unbelievable.
You're not going to have whack dreams. You'll be over there.
And this is probably one of the easiest, wouldn't you say, topics to get involved in, Ducko, because it's just your opinion.
That's all it is.
There's no bloody right or wrong. You don't need to come up with a story.
Mm.
Just give us your opinion, 131060. But I think we best get to the topic, Shy Guy.
Yeah, the topic today is easy. Shoeies.
Overrated
or underrated? Kylie was at the Brit Awards and she was, well, not forced. Roman Kemp, the host, was like, oh, Kylie, come take a shoey.
I've got the audio. Do you want me to play the audio here?
Yeah, yeah.
Will Kylie Minogue do a shoey with me at the Brit? If I ask for your shoe, can I do that?
Yeah?
Everyone wants to see. Should we do it? All right.
Do I do this?
All right. There you go. Right. Kylie, here we go.
By the way, I have never...
Kylie, you ready?
Cheers.
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 Jeez, it was forced, wasn't it?
I have thoughts, Ducko.
Me too.
Jess and Ducko. Jess and Ducko's overrated or underrated.
There is no wrong answer. We would just love to hear your opinion. 131060s. Is the number.
Yes.
Are shoeies overrated or underrated? They are in the news this week after pop princess Kylie was being honoured at the Brit Awards and this happened.
And she, yeah, well, she drank the shoeie and I got a bit of this.
Kylie, you ready?
Cheers.
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 She does it, but before that, there was lots of hesitation.
Absolutely, because it's, well, here we go. It's disgusting.
Yep.
It's overrated. I hate that it's become the thing to ask Australian celebrities to do when they're overseas or ask any celebrity to do when they are in Australia.
Yeah.
How many artists have we seen? I think I was at the Post Malone gig a couple of years ago and someone chucked him a shoe.
And he did it?
And he did it.
Yeah.
And, like, to be fair, he seemed very keen to do it.
Yeah.
It might have been his own shoe he took off.
See, it doesn't matter if you do it from your own shoe. My thing with it, when Daniel Ricciardo used to do it on the podium and it sort of came out, I loved it. I thought it was great. Doesn't matter if it's your own shoe. Where it starts to get gross and I'm finding it overrated is people, that guy from Maths got that throat infection.
Was it Al?
Yeah.
One of the big mouth,
he kept doing shoeies.
Yes.
He got the throat infection because it's like horribly, it's horrible for you.
Exactly. Unless they are a brand new pair of shoes. And even then.
Yeah. Someone else's shoes is like.
I'm a gross lady, but that is too far even for me.
Someone else's toe jam in your throat. No thanks.
No thank you. So I think we both are overrated.
I used to be under, but now I'm sitting over.
Totally. Yeah. Amy, good morning to you.
Good morning.
There is no sitting on the fence, Ames. Is it overrated or underrated, the shoey?
Oh, totally overrated. Yeah. Like, imagine the things growing in there.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That is the problem, particularly if it's someone else's.
Exactly. I mean, bit of tinier.
Have you ever done one, Amy?
No. Yeah. Oh,
she refuses.
It just makes me feel nauseous.
Yeah. Yes, fair. Exactly. Let's go to Michelle. Good morning, Mish.
Hi, how are you?
Wonderful, thank you, babe. Overrated or underrated, the shoey?
Overrated. It's like having foot fungus in your mouth.
Yeah.
It actually is.
It really is. It kind of is foot fungus. Is. So, Michelle, you've never done it, I take it.
Absolutely not. No way.
Okay. And if you saw a bloke doing it, you find that a turn on, turn off?
Turn off. Absolutely.
Turn off.
All right. Let's get some of the boys on. We go to James. Good morning, James.
Hey, how you going?
Good, mate. Shoeys, overrated, underrated?
Well, it's interesting both the ladies said it's overrated. It's definitely underrated because it's an Australian icon. We came up with it,
I
right?
Hate and, the that other, it's ours.
And the other thing, right, is like you put an alcohol in a shoe. Alcohol should be killing bacteria anyway. So
it well, James, it's not 99% ethanol. It's not some sort of sanitizer.
If you're doing vodka straight out of your Dunlop Volley, then yeah, you're good.
I mean, that's the way Australians drink, right?
100%,
yeah, James.
James
sounds like he's taking his own shoes off, being like, does anyone want me to do it? Everyone's going, no, James, stop it.
He's coming with good points, though. You know what I mean? The alcohol will destroy it. Oh, that's funny, James. Thank you.
Oh, he's a big fan. And let's go to Lachlan. Good morning, Lockie.
Good morning.
The shoey, overrated, underrated?
100% underrated.
Oh, mate, it's no surprise here. We are split down the middle, the lads and the ladies. You're a fan of the shoey. Do you do them, Lockie?
Yeah, you're just the life of the party when you do it.
Yeah, everyone loves it. Are you the guy who walks, everyone's like, Lockie, do a shoey?
Bloody oath. Even a comedian, Frenchie, made a song about it. They're just bloody awesome.
Mate, Lockie's a big fan.
Well, Lockie's 19. I just want to point that out.
Here's a question, Lockie. Will you do it from someone else's shoe or just your own?
Well, anyone who lines one up, you got to do it.
Lachlan, were you a fan of Kylie Minogue before this, but now she's done the shoey, you're like, I am a massive Kylie.
100%. It's bloody awesome.
He's listened to all her music.
This is Jess and Ducko.
It's fun right now because my parents, they're at a stage of life where Dad is recently retired.
Yes.
And Mum.
And living his best,
oh
may
my
I say.
God.
I follow Chris Allen on socials.
Oh, please.
Oh, he's living his best.
Former ACA journo, now living his best life. He's going back to do some exclusive stories every now and then, maybe
he's
monthly.
He's reached that level
he
of
has.
Stardom.
Yeah.
He can pick and choose.
They wheel
now.
Him back in. And you know what's great? Because he'd always, I don't think he'd mind me saying this. I'm going to say it anyway. He'd always dye his hair because he's on TV. Hmm. And now he's letting the grey locks flow.
Do you know what? They recently did a trip down under.
That sounds like Australia. Yeah, they went to Tassie. Really down under.
And I said to you, I went, geez, your dad's a silver fox. But that's happened very quickly. You said, no, not really. He's just been hiding it away.
And he's got a beard now.
And silver fox,
he's looking
may
good.
I say.
And then mum's still a wedding planner. She does a couple of weddings a year, but she's sort of also slipped into dad's retirement life.
Why not? She's become a ladies who lunch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Bitch diesel at 9 a.m., please. I'm generally asking, like, how much are you guys drinking? Oh, we need to cut this back. Like, I'm trying to stop them.
Yes.
So anyway, the other weekend I was with them, and I was with them and some of their other mates who are also retired, and catching up with a group of retirees who are all chatting,
yep.
The conversation was infuriating,
okay.
To say the least.
Yeah, what are they? Yep.
So talk topics include asking what time their favourite venues open for the early sitting of dinner that night.
Oh, man, the early bird catches the worm.
But they all get confused because they all say different times because they can't remember. Then the next discussion is what night does the palmies and what night does the steaks?
Oh, my God, what for the specials?
For the specials. But then they all get confused because none of them are remembering which night is which. So what they do is they argue because they try and remember what they did last week on said days.
Oh, my God, I love this. And are your parents like mine? They're all over social media, but if you ask them to actively look for something,
can't do
all that knowledge goes out the window.
Can't do it. At all. And then after they sit there arguing about all that and wondering what they should do and where they should go and they haven't come to a conclusion at all,
yep.
Then they might complain about the food that they're eating at that very cafe at that time. They then discuss coffee the next morning,
okay.
And what time they should meet at the cafe.
Mate, my parents do this. They come to visit, yeah. And as soon as they land, they talk about what time they need to be back at the airport in 4 days. I'm going, you guys just got here. Can we live in the moment, please? Stop planning so far ahead.
Remember I told you we went to Taylor Swift with my parents last week?
Yes.
And they were the only people out of all the 85,000 people there who brought their printed tickets.
Legit. And then it stuffed up.
And they couldn't get through the turnstile door thing to get in. And so I had to help them. And then when I turned it for Dad, he didn't walk through it. So then it clicked one person
timed
through. So Mum had to get on her like knees and crawl under.
Her back can't sustain that. I know she's a sprightly lady.
I was like pushing her down.
She's doing limbo under the turnstile.
Oh, I was pushing her down to get her down under.
This
anyway,
is so good.
And they all, and when they're picking their coffee time the next day, we're not talking 7 a.m. It's like 9:30, 10 a.m. coffees.
Why do we need to be doing that
But
then?
The smallest thing, it's like, oh, you know, I've got to water the plant at this time, or I've got to pick up my nieces and my, or my grandchildren, whatever, at like midday.
How can I fit all this in?
I know.
How can I, my two things that I need to do.
I know. And it's, you know, it's beautiful to watch the evolution of their growth.
It's so nice. As soon as they take the foot off the gas in one regard, like with work, everything else starts just crumbling.
It just slips.
This is Jess and Ducko.
The sexiest celebrity voices.
I'm sexy and I know it.
They've broken it down for women and men and then done an overall compilation.
Okay.
Okay. Now, for me, I was really annoyed. I would have thought Pedro Pascal would be
My
up there.
My management style is effective and refreshing.
You might know him from The Last of Us.
Yeah.
You might know him from that one with
Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent with Nick Cage.
With Nick Cage. I
the
think
greatest film.
Oh, of course, in Game of Thrones.
Yep.
I think he's got a very sexy voice.
What
Not
about,
on there, unfortunately.
It's surely this man's on there.
It's magic in boxing. It's the magic of fighting battles beyond endurance.
Mm. Morgan Freeman.
Beyond cracked ribs.
Oh, yeah.
Well, apparently their categories, Ducko, were pitch, speed, and overall sexiness. I would say tick, tick, tick for Morgan.
100%.
Does not appear in the top 10 for men.
In the top 10?
So I'll quickly run you through some of the ones who were in top 10. For men, we had John Butler and Gerard Butler. Jamie Dornan, of course, from 50 Shades of Grey. Michael B. Jordan from Black Panther.
Oh,
a bunch of other stuff.
Okay.
In the women's top 10, we had Emily Blunt, of course, Mary Poppins.
Oh, yeah, sexy.
Keira Knightley, Pirates of the Caribbean. She was up there.
It's just any period piece Keira Knightley's in.
Absolutely.
I'm gone for you.
Yes, Atonement.
Meet me in the gardens.
Wonder Woman's Gal Gadot. She was up there for top 10.
Okay.
But I want to break it down because the top five, I want to see if they get your blood.
Is this
blood boiling?
Guys
overall,
and girls?
This
okay.
is guys and girls. More blokes, but I think the woman is definitely doing, she's doing some sexy stuff here. Coming in at number five. Now, I'm not too familiar because I never watched the series Normal People. Did you watch that? I know it caught a lot of traction. Irish actor Paul Mescal.
Do me a favor.
What?
Stop wearing that shirt.
Why? I like this shirt.
You were wearing it the day we met.
Really?
The more you wear it, the more worn out it'll get.
That's not the best grab, or he's just pretty plain.
No,
it's from
he
a
had
movie.
He's like Irish or something.
Yeah, he's Irish.
Billy's
yeah.
a fan.
So it's
clearly.
The natural voice you're talking, the Irish
yes,
voice.
Yes, I think
he's acting in that.
In
he was American.
Accent, oh.
So we need his natural so Irish.
Sorry, Billy should have got the grab there.
Come on, mate. Come on, Shy Guy.
Producer done, Babs, would you say that's fair? Sitting at number five, sexiest voice, Paul Mescal. You happy with that?
I'm happy with that.
Okay,
a bit sexy.
Coming in at number four and the only woman in the top fives, top celebrity, sexiest voices, Miss Salma Hayek.
Oh, Lenny, you should have seen her little face. I don't know what's wrong with me. I mean, I try so hard and I can't seem to get anything right.
You made a mistake.
Yeah,
parents
she does.
Make mistakes.
Oh. Remember the time I told Greg that babies come from mommy's poop?
I don't know, man. What's these grabs?
I mean, opposite Adam Sandler. She definitely
I just
sounds
I had a limited time to do them and I just Googled their name and they took the first video.
I will not accept that. I'm about to get off my seat and give him a spanking. Ducko, how long have I been asking
you
for
did.
These?
You've been asking for a while.
And what did Shy Guy tell me one morning?
Plenty of time. It's fine.
Plenty of time. Fine.
No, I'm not happy with you.
Okay. We're going to have a fight right. when we play the next song.
We'll wait to hear the next few graphs.
Coming in at number
listen?
Three, the only Australian on the list.
Oh, here we go.
If you have done Chris Hemsworth a dirty, I'm going to
no,
hurt
love it.
You.
You love
Chris
it.
Hemsworth at number three, Ducko.
That's a lovely padded costume you got there, Jason. I prefer a skin suit myself, mate. I love you, Aquaman.
Him just taking the absolute Mickey. Yeah.
He's
he was lifting
three.
Weights in that video, by the way.
He's number three for sexiest voice. Number two.
For black people out there, we all grew up with the myth that we don't get sunburn. And that's a lie. We can get sunburn, which I discovered when I went to Brighton. So I Googled.
Where have you found these?
That's
Shuti Gatwa, who you'll know from Sex Education.
Wash your hands, you dirty pig.
She just played that.
And the new iteration of Doctor Who.
Yes.
He's at number two.
He does have a cool voice.
I am so scared for number one because this is the sexiest celebrity voice. And Shy Guy, you have absolutely done these celebs such a dirty. It's London rapper Stormzy. My brothers don't die, we just
Vossy Bop. This is him rapping Vossy Bop.
Sexiest celebrity voice, apparently.
Stormzy does have a cool voice.
Cool voice. When we talk about pitch, speed, and overall sexiness, I think he's doing some good stuff.
Yeah. He's doing all right.
Yep.
I must admit, I'm surprised by a lot of that list.
As am I.
I'd also like to hear some of the accents just in their natural tone, not in their
characters. I know, when we talk about an Irish accent being one of the sexiest, Paul Mescal putting on an American voice, maybe
no
isn't
one
the best
told
example.
Me he was A, Irish, or B, putting on a voice.
What voice?
I just took the first result on TikTok.
Oh, yeah, there you go. What voice gets you going, Shia?
Yeah, who's your celebrity sexy
I know
voice?
Who, I know who he's got.
Who?
He's a big Siri guy.
Huh? He talks to his phone.
That's very good. Siri does.
Funny.
I'm not.
That's funny. He didn't deny it.
Jess and Ducko. Simple as ABC. Jess and Ducko's 10K Alpha Bucks. Alpha Bucks. On hit.
Pretty simple. You have 30 seconds to answer 10 questions, all starting with the same letter. We have to take your first answer. You can't use the same answer twice. And if you're unsure of the question, just say pass. We come back to you if there is time. You know you're playing for $10,000. So stepping up today, we have another Jessica. Good morning, Jess.
Good morning.
Hey, Jess. How do you rate yourself at Alpha Bucks?
Hit and miss, but I'm going to give it a good crack.
Okay.
That's all we can ask,
That's all
Jess.
We can ask for, Jess.
What's on your bucket list? What are we spending the 10 grand on?
Well, sadly, home renovations, but we've had a good 12 months last year travelling. So we just got to catch up now.
You travelled for a year?
We did, yeah.
Where'd you go around Australia or did you go overseas?
We went around Australia. So,
unreal.
You know, put some money aside to do another trip.
Yes.
And,
were you caravanning?
We were, yeah.
Unreal.
Just you and a partner, you and a friend, you and the fam?
Me and the family.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
that is a trip.
Oh, with the kids. What a bloody adventure.
Bet you had some great moments on the roads with the kids.
Yeah, absolutely. a lot of good and some bad.
Yeah.
Mostly good.
We love this, Jess. Well, let's get your 10 grand to do with whatever you choose. Your letter, actually, speaking of great moments, is G.
G's good.
G's good. Your time will start after the first question. Let's rock and roll. Starting with the letter G, Jess, we need you to name a celebrity chef.
Pass.
A famous landmark.
Pass.
A famous model.
Pass.
A book.
Geography. I don't know. Geography book.
A friend's character.
Pass.
Something you wear.
Golf outfit.
A sports team.
Geelong.
Well.
Oh, my
goodness.
It was
after the buzzer there.
Oh, Jess.
That was tough. That was tough for me.
Yeah.
That was tough. I mean,
you sound like producer Babs.
To be fair, I'm sure you would have gone to the famous landmark starting with G in Australia, the Great Barrier Reef.
We did. Yes.
It's not top of mind,
it's
is it?
It's obvious now. It's obvious now.
Just thinking of, you know, man, mine, oh, maybe. Yeah.
Hey, look, you got one. I don't think I can give you the book that you said. The long title you rattled off. It was
None
tough,
of the
though.
Words that I had ready were in the question.
Oh, so you even had a little list in front of you.
Jess is going, George Clooney!
Yeah.
Give me George Clooney!
Celebrity chef Gordon Ramsay, landmark Great Barrier Reef, model Gigi Hadid. A book is always tough. Gone with the Wind, Gone Girl. A friend's character, that's a tricky one because he's not main, but it's Gunther from The Cafe. Something you wear, could have you got that one, I gave you that. And a sports team, I mean, Geelong Cats, you said it, but you were out of time.
Yeah, I was definitely out of time.
Geez, at least we didn't have a nudie run there, Jess.
No. And she hasn't
go away
empty-handed.
You don't. No. Sorry. You don't go away empty-handed.
You're
going to. Jess is waiting. $100 to spend at sanity.com.au, your home of everything entertainment. Those vouchers are great.
Fabulous. Thank you so much.
You're thanks, so Jess. Welcome. Now, Jess, the phone topic we're doing next has nothing to do with you.
Not a thing.
It's completely separate. It just happens to sound very harsh.
It does.
And kind of targeted now, doesn't it?
A little bit, but we're not.
Did you pick me on purpose?
No, not at all. No. The question we're asking is, are you dumb? But that is nothing.
Don't call Jess dumb.
Alpha Box is a tough
game.
And those questions were tough.
This is more like, you know, you thought something all these years.
Yeah. Our old producer.
Valet.
Brilliant. She's not dead. She just moved to Adelaide.
Yeah.
She had a little dumb accident.
Little dumb moment.
But for 10 years.
Yeah.
And she admits it.
She admits it. I think
dumb.
Jess just wants to get off the phone.
Okay, see Jess. Jess and Ducko. We are asking on 131060, are you dumb? Dumb. Now, this is in no way meant to be an indictment on your IQ.
No.
We're just looking for those moments. Maybe it was a one-off. Maybe it was a recurring thing that you went, God, am I dumb?
Are you dumb?
How have I been doing this? I'm a grown human being.
And don't defend yourself.
I'm not dumb.
Because you can be dumb. You know what I mean?
We can all have our moments.
You can have your dumb moments. This is fun dumb.
This is fun dumb. Oh, I love that, Ducko. We're looking for fun dumb.
Mm.
You want to go to Tink? Tink? You want to go to Pink?
Are you dumb? We're all dumb. Yeah.
We all have our moments.
We do.
If you want to go to Pink, you've got to be honest when you've been dumb.
If you want to see Tink.
Because one of the most honest people we know, Ducko.
Yes.
I don't know, 4 or 5 producers ago, we worked with a gorgeous young thing.
They fall so quick.
Named Sophie.
Yeah, Sophie was great.
Now, Sophie was fantastic.
Lot of fun, Sophie.
Lot of fun.
Chaos.
She ditched us mid-COVID, to go back home. Missed her family.
No, missed her boyfriend, then they broke up.
Oh,
anyway.
Yeah.
Let's not go into Sophie's history.
Yeah, she left us anyway.
That relationship didn't work.
Did they break up?
Could have told that one before it happened.
Oh, no. Anyway, she moved back home. So now we can speak about her. Yes, we got her permission. So anyone who has got a problem. Anyway, she put on her social media yesterday, Ducko. Hence the question, are you dumb? Because Sophie's had a dumb little thing going on for about 10 years. Yeah. If you can believe it, this is what she shared on her Instagram yesterday.
Hi, everyone. So I've just figured out, after driving for 10 years, that the difference between diesel and premium diesel, I thought premium diesel meant that it came out quicker. But premium diesel means you spend a lot more. So I've been filling up my little box with premium diesel the whole of my life.
She thought premium diesel just came out of the bowser faster and could get her in and out of the servo quickly. Maybe she missed the signs. Maybe she just thought that's how expensive petrol is.
Yeah.
Until now, in her late 20s, she has realized no, premium is a better quality. Ergo,
it
the higher
more.
Price for 10 years.
And then didn't she come back onto another video saying, because everyone was asking her about then premium unleaded.
People were questioning, you think you're talking about premium petrol. And she was like, no, how are you guys possibly thinking I'm getting that mixed up? Well, so if you've just admitted to getting premium diesel and diesel mixed up, so forgive us for trying to help you now.
Hey, it's fine. Bit of a dumb moment.
It was a dumb moment from Sophie. Are you dumb? Yes, when it comes to petrol.
I always remember a dumb moment. It's a classic mix-up, the age-old mix-up. I used to love ordering espresso martinis.
Yes.
But I would always call them espressos, like always, because I thought it was like, it gets you going and up and going and it comes quick. It's an express, baby. Yep. I did not realize, obviously, it's got caffeine in it and it's espresso.
And it's espresso.
And I think I was in Melbourne at the time and I asked the bartender.
Those snobs
hit me hard. I asked the bartender.
Would have said no, until you can say it properly.
2 espressos, please. And she's like, I'll stop there. And I had like a semi argument about how it's called express. And she's like, no, it's espresso. And then friends came over and it's got caffeine in it, you idiot.
I wouldn't say you're a dumb guy, but in that moment, are you dumb?
I couldn't. My mind was blown. I tell you how much. I was on the default drinking my espresso, like, wow, this has changed.
Oh, I love visualizing Ducko on the default, getting down to a bit of gaga with his espresso martini.
Me and poker face.
Shy guy, a very intelligent man. I'm sure if we IQ tested you'd be high.
Yeah.
However, you're dumb.
Yeah, I thought that lightning strikes created potholes on the road.
This only happened the other night.
Why were we talking? Oh,
there was a huge storm. And I said lightning struck outside the restaurant I was in. And Shaga goes, oh, and it created a pothole. Come again?
Come again, sir.
That's how potholes are created, from lightning strikes.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's dumb, but it's kind of smart dumb.
Well, how else do they get made?
A build-up of water over time.
Erosion. Road.
Yeah, sure. But still.
Okay. But I love this, Ducko, not because we've got Pink tickets. People just keen to tell us when they've been dumb.
Yep.
Answer the question, are you dumb?
Dumb.
What happened to you? And how long have you been dumb for?
Dumb.
Can anyone match 10 years like producer Sophie?
Jess and Ducko. This is Jess and Ducko.
Are you dumb?
What are you?
An idiot sandwich.
Idiot sandwich what?
An idiot sandwich, Chef Ramsay.
Yeah. And this is no indictment on your IQ, but I think every human being, what is more human than having a dumb facepalm moment?
Yeah, we're all like that.
Particularly if it's gone on for maybe more than a single moment. Mm. Like our old producer, the wonderful producer Sophie, who left us to go back home to Adelaide.
Mm.
But she posted on her Instagram and I said, that's brilliant. We've got to talk about that. Do you want to play it again?
Yeah, I'll play
Sophie's
it again.
Instagram?
Hi, everyone. So I've just figured out, after driving for 10 years, that the difference between diesel and premium diesel, I thought premium diesel meant that it came out quicker. But premium diesel means you spend a lot more. So I've been filling up my little box with premium diesel the whole of my life.
I mean, I am not going to judge Sophie with anything to do with cars.
No, you can't. That
when I first got a car, got my license, and I would fill up the petrol, the number of times, Doug, I would walk in to pay and the attendant had to say, hey, you've left the Bowser in your car. Just make sure you go hook it back up and close
it. Oh, you just leave the petrol thing sitting in it?
Yeah, like I fill it up like the hose and then just walked away like, what
an idiot.
That
feels dangerous.
It does feel dangerous, doesn't it? Because imagine if I drove off, I'd take the whole freaking servo with me.
I think I've seen videos of that.
We've all had our moments.
We're all dumb.
So we ask you, are you dumb?
Are you dumb?
Do you want to start with Summer?
We'll go to Summer. Good morning, Summer.
Hello, how are you guys?
So good. Are you dumb?
I'm stupid.
Talk to us.
Flat out. So for years and years, I've been pulling into the petrol station, now and then going to the wrong side where the tank's on the other side.
Yes.
Yep.
And I've realised that that little picture of the petrol tank on your dashboard has an arrow next to it pointing to which side your petrol fills up on.
Yes.
Exactly. Summer, were you doing the thing? I love watching people do it at the server. Either they're impatient, they don't want to wait for the one on their side, or they didn't know that trick. Do you pull the Bowser over the roof of your car?
Yes. There's nothing more embarrassing.
It's so embarrassing.
But that petrol, that picture, when you see the arrow, it changes the game,
it
Summer.
It really does. Thank you, Summer. Kylie, are you dumb?
I am.
I am.
Talk to us.
So I'm 38, and it was only about 5 years ago that I realised you can actually drive to WA from every other state. I thought you had to catch a ferry.
Did you think I was disconnected? Like Tasmania?
But over what water?
Never really. Well, that's what I mean. I never really thought about it until my then 7-year-old looked at me as if I was stupid.
Oh, nothing better than the kids.
He's just learnt it at school that day. He's seen a map of Australia. He's like, Mum, there's no ferry to get to WA.
We don't need our passports, Mum.
Oh, brilliant, Kylie. We go to Eva. Eva, are you dumb?
Oh, well, I think it's a reoccurring thing, so maybe.
Talk to us.
My mum used to take me on a lot of road trips when I was younger, and she used to be very serious about us having our seatbelts on. So she said, you know, police are always watching. I thought that she meant that the police were, like, looking behind the trees. So I would be trying to watch and trying to look behind the trees while we're driving. Now, this is for 10 years straight. While every road trip we went on, I am trying to look behind the trees. I now know that they are not behind the trees.
They are nimble, these coppers. They are just behind every tree
imagine
watching.
Being part of the tree police brigade. You got tree duty.
Apparently.
Oh, that's funny. It's
great stuff. Reese on 131060. Reese, be honest. Are you dumb?
I like to call it challenged.
What's the latest? What's the latest challenge you faced?
Yeah, what do you got? So,
it's a daily challenge. But when I was 18, me and my girlfriend were moving out, and my mum used to cook all my chicken and rice for me pretty much every lunch and dinner. Mm-hmm. And as we were shopping for appliances, I said the number one thing we have to get is a rice cooker. And he said, why? And I said, well, you can't cook rice without a rice cooker, can you?
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea you could cook it any other way. And
stovetop microwave.
Yeah, microwave apparently turns out pretty handy.
Mate, Reece saw those, you know, those sunrise little cups. You 2 minutes in the microwave. He's like, what is this?
This is a game. I love it.
Mind blown.
Sat the missus out. Well, you can't bloody cook rice any other way, can you, doll? What's we going to do it?
That's fantastic. Thanks, Reece.
Belinda, are you dumb?
I am so stupid.
Okay.
Talk to us.
Well, there's a lot of moments, but the standout moment is when we were going out to get dinner. We were getting pizza for dinner. My husband was driving. The plan was I jump out of the car, run in, get the pizza, come back. So we got down there, pulled out the front of the pizza shop. I jumped out, ran in, got the pizza, ran back to the car, jumped in, done the seatbelt up, looked across, and it wasn't my husband.
Have you just got into another bloke's car? Who was in the driver's seat?
I don't even know. I like just couldn't even speak. I like tried to get out. I was still in my seatbelt, so I struggled with that.
You take the margarita. I'm sorry.
It's like if you're ever waiting for an Uber and you just jump into a random person's car.
Yes,
and like, I'm not an Uber. Get out.
Please get out. That's great, Belle. Oh my God. People are still calling through, but let's end on Monique.
Yep.
Monique, be honest. Are you dumb?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, what have you done?
We've been waiting a long time to get through on some sort of topic that I could answer, and we finally found one today.
Yeah, it's your time, Monique. Take
yeah,
it.
I met this guy in my early 20s, and we were dating, and he asked me if I'd like to go to his mate's place to watch the State of Origin, and I asked him who's playing this year.
And what did he say to that one?
He's never let me live it down.
Oh, they stay together, obviously.
Is it WA this year versus Victoria?
That was the Jess and Ducko podcast. This is it. The new McCrispy. It's the next big thing. Try today at Macca's. Available up to 10:30 a.m.